Listen up! You are now listening to News with My Fiance with DJ Ambush and Morgan Jones.
This is News with My Fiance, Instagram Live Edition. This episode was recorded live on Instagram, July 21st, 2024.
There we are.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, man. Crystal clear.
Perfect.
You hear you crystal clear. We got a bunch of people that have already jumped in. Like, yo.
Joe Byron.
So, like, we've been talking about this maybe the last 2 weeks on the show. Like, you know, whispers in the hallways of Joe dropping out. We have not wanted Joe to be the top of this ticket, period. Like, we were very clear about that very early on. We both voted on the committee. And I've been having conversations with some of the homies in different text threads about what it looks like, you know, without Joe at the top of the ticket. And I remember saying to you, like, I'm starting to see, like, progressives turning in on each other. Kind of like, you know, we're eating ourselves up out of fear. And saw even more of that this morning after the announcement was made. But it's like the announcement was made and I wasn't surprised.
Okay.
Like, I didn't feel relief either. it was just okay. Because I felt like what was going to happen next was what I already started to see happening next was, now we're going to play the blame game.
Certainly. Instead of, like, talk about what this actually means.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, give me your reaction, though, to... We have wanted this, right? We have wanted
absolutely.
It may have been many months ago that we were like, maybe now's the time for you to not be here anymore.
Right.
Give me your initial thought to the fact that it's July. And, you know, if anyone's confused, that's the 7th month.
Yeah.
And there are 12. And we will vote in the 11th.
Right.
Not too far away here.
Right.
So, give me your initial reaction to that. Just, you know, I feel like people care.
So, my initial reaction, okay, so it's twofold for me, right? So, early on, we're like, there needs to be a whole new ticket because America is not ready to vote for a Black woman president. It's not going to happen. It's just, there's no way Kamala's going to win. It's not happening. With Joe endorsing Kamala now, it feels like, okay, it's a better choice in the way of not looking foolish, voting for someone who is literally half dead. At least we have a candidate with a pulse that can respond to questions, that won't fall asleep, like, you know, so yeah. I think, but to answer your original question, though, we're this many months out from, I think the smart thing to do, without knowing the details of what would happen if they established a brand new ticket, I think the smart thing to do is establish a brand new ticket, not move forward with Kamala, and, like, really address people's concerns. Like, if there's ever been a moment when someone from Democratic leadership should say, hey, you know what, guys? We were wrong. You were right. Right now, what we need to do is defeat Trump. This ticket that we are presenting to you is Gavin Newsom, and who I don't know. I just feel like now is the time for them to address how people have felt as far as being taken advantage, taken for granted. Like, throw all the options out and just, like, grovel. Just gro- travel. I feel like that's the only option. That's just the, I mean, what are you going to do?
Okay, so
of course, it's a fantasy world, but you know.
Okay, so that's fantasy world. That is.
Yeah, that's fantasy world.
Okay.
And not gravel because I have some sick fascination of wanting to see them grow. No, I just need you to beg. Like, I need you to try really, really super hard.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I just don't think that they're responding to people. I don't think this happened because the American, they were, you know what? The American people are saying, like, certainly polls, right? And polls give you an idea. But if polls gave them an idea and they actually cared about it, we wouldn't be doing this today.
Right.
Like, so this is part of why I feel a little like, I don't know. Like, I just sabotage, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's,
oh, yeah.
It's okay. We're coalescing a little bit, but we also know it's too late, guys.
Yeah.
Like, part of me thinks that's the situation. Because what they definitely know is, there's a couple of things. One, folks voted for the Biden-Harris ticket, right?
Yeah.
So, just like picking new people and being like, and now here's this, is not, I guess, what we're supposed to do, right? Not necessarily. Necessarily democratic. There is not time for
no.
a whole new primary. There is not time for, going back to the drawing board and picking new people. This polling that's been happening where it's like, Gavin Newsom and Harris and whoever else they like.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing-ish. But it's also, none of those people are currently running for president. You know what I mean? So like,
yeah.
It's an idea of what folks want or would do. But I don't believe that the DNC gives really one shit about what the people want them to do. It is the money, and the moneyed interest was like, hey guys, this is actually not.
This doesn't interest our money. So.
There is actually no ROI here.
And
although I will throw good money after bad on any given Sunday, this one,
this ain't the Sunday. Stop. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just don't think that they were listening to us. So, like, one, when it is like infighting of it, well, what you wanted, right? Yes. And.
Right.
Because this is different. I struggle believing that the American voting populace is going to vote for a black woman for president. Struggle believing that that's about to happen.
Yeah.
No matter the reason, she could be everybody's favorite.
We will. We'll get the brunch babes though. We'll get the back to brunchers.
Absolutely. But then we're built in. It doesn't actually matter who the candidate is.
Right.
Legitimate blue, no matter who, and will then tell you like, well, but if something better came along in the meantime, but will not be a part of the better coming along, like,
right?
That's where you're gonna sit. That's where you're gonna be. I'm not gonna be the one that changes your situation on allowing whatever happens.
Right.
Like,
right.
But like, there's going to be certainly a faction of people that want Kamala Harris to be president because there's already a faction that wanted that 4 years ago,
Yeah.
There are people that want it. There are not enough people that want it, in my opinion. So I think this is a big issue in the way that we want so badly to believe that there is this group of moderate Democrats that are like, just waiting to do the right thing and the right been presented yet. And it's like, that's just not how it works. We know how many people vote against their own interests every election by looking at who votes for what. And if you are a person who is voting for anything that is going to be against your personal life, but you can't really say why other than the other side is worse or it's
right.
lesser of two evils, then you're not really engaging, right? And you're not in it and you don't know why this matters so much. You certainly don't know why other people vote. So the fact that in 2016, Trump got so many white women voters needs to make a difference to people.
Mm-hmm. Because in
2020, he got more white women voters than he did before. Right. So they saw his performance and they were like, not only do I want more of it, I brought my sisters along. So right. like, if you think that the liberal, all of the liberal white ladies that you know at the nonprofit you work at that have a Black Lives Matter sign or an in-house doormat are about to vote for Kamala Harris, you're wrong. Like, you're wrong.
That was rough. Slow up. Let off the gas. Woo! That was rough. Chill.
But they're going to tell you what they did and they voted for her and that they get it and blah, blah, blah. And they're going to not vote for her.
Right.
Don't say they don't vote for Trump, but they don't vote for her. We're same deal. Right.
So I saw two things pop out in the comments just now. One, shout out to Rashid. He was like, the Democrats don't have anyone with the teeth to really defeat Trump, but, you know, they're not going to come out heavy. You know, they don't really have a showman like that. And then Carlos said, do we think that the Dems waited this late until there really wasn't any option, weren't any viable options ready, you know, feasible in order to, you know.
On purpose.
Yeah, did they do this on purpose?
But I'll tell you what it feels like for me is, just sabotage-y. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to put it all the way on you, but, like, seems like the same information was available many months ago that people were like, hey, vote uncommitted to show the Democrats what you mean.
To send a message.
We're totally fine with protests, just not like that.
Right.
Like.
Right.
Sorry. I feel like I touched.
No, go ahead.
No, I don't know. I don't know if they did it on purpose. I think that there's so much, I think I ascribe incompetence to people when I shouldn't. And there's a lot of times where I'll obviously don't know more.
Yeah.
But really, they know they, more. So really,
no.
They're a way Obama can jump. The zero way. Obama Obama wouldn't do it. I'll tell you.
No.
He's not doing that.
Yeah.
He's part of the
reason
that Joe stepped down. Like, know that now. This is definitely the NBA is not gonna go on strike. Obama stepped his little foot in.
Right.
Same thing.
I do want everyone to kinda like let this point wash over you. What we've seen as far as Joe's decline within the last month and a half, the people on the inside, people inside his administration, the people in Democratic leadership, they have been aware of this for over a year. And what we've seen, like at the debate stage, that was Showtime Joe. That was the best Joe possible that they could present on TV. But when they're in meetings, and they're in the office and they're on trips, they see Joe. They see the same Joe that George Clooney saw at his fundraiser that drew concern. They have been lying to us and hiding how weak his leadership has been and how much he's needed to retire. They've been hiding that this entire time. So more to Carlos's point or anyone else, like, yeah, this was purposeful. Even if they thought, we can just keep pushing this mule past the finish line. That was still your plan. That was still your actual plan. Your plan has failed, and that's it. Like, so it was a very bad plan. There was no long game established here. We're watching the Republicans score left and right with their long game. So we're here because the Dems made some very poor decisions a long time ago and refused to even take any outside perspective. Ella says there's going to be multiple states where they'll claim it's too late to swap the names on the ballots. This is going to be such an obscene shit show from a procedural sense.
Oh, the lawsuits are back now. Have they started yet? I think they started.
Yeah.
Sunday. Can you file a lawsuit on Sunday? Also, my question, because both of these, you know, or not both, I didn't mean to say that, because Joe Biden is so religious, why was he not in mass? Why are you doing this on Saturday? Aren't you
right.
supposed to be somewhere?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Damn, I can't get nothing. That's a migraine. Okay, so Bruno just said, do you think we dodged a bullet with Joe stepping aside or not? I think that in July, this is a catch-22. I don't think, like, I think that it was a losing ticket with Joe at the top of it, period, point blank. That's that. I think having Kamala as the option immediately is a sticky wicket. I do not believe that the world is a perfect world, that this country is about to vote for a black woman to be president. And yeah. It doesn't matter if you call her a woman of color, that either. They weren't ready for a white woman president. They loved Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
Until she was doing, and don't get me wrong, there's plenty of people that did not love Hillary Clinton.
Sure.
But
she definitely went up the popular vote.
But as American politics go, and what, when it comes to, you know, the idea of it's my turn, it's her turn.
Right.
I do not believe in that, to be clear. But it would have made a whole lot more sense if they think that, you know, Hillary Clinton could have been president and she wasn't. I don't know where we think this is about to be. I just don't think that people understand how patriarchy works. I don't think that they understand how many anti-woman things run through their mind every day, and they like chuck it off as a funny stereotype. But like at the end of it, it's like, okay, but bitches do be tripping on their periods though. Like,
yeah. They will press the button because they're on their period.
I mean, they're yelling at me. Like, I mean, it literally boils down to how anti the thing are you because of the systems of oppression. It's not because you want to be necessarily. I mean, there are people that want to be, but
right. Those
are just in us. And if you're not actively confronting it, if you can't say to yourself, these are the reasons why I don't want Kamala Harris to be president, and they don't have anything to do with her being black, Indian, or a woman, then be fucking for real.
Right.
I have a lot of reasons outside of those things. with those things.
Actual policies.
But actual, I got plenty to say.
Yeah.
But
shout out to Taiyi.
I don't think that there is a different way that this goes. I don't think that it, like, and now we're going to take Gavin Newsom because he polls well for, you know, however many factions of the left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it can be like that. And I don't think we should want it to be like that. I don't think we should be like, okay, guys, if we wait until 4 months before the election, we can just backdoor it like it's Survivor. I don't think that we should do that.
What do you call pull a... What do they call it on Survivor when they pull those
blindside?
Pull a blindside.
So and so.
So, yeah. So Lily asked, you know, just based on where we are right now, who do we think could beat Trump? Like, what would our ticket be individually? So I would not have Kamala on a ticket. I just that sounds like a bad move. I would run with Gavin and see who else works well pairing with him. I think a white man, maybe 100%, I think a white man has the best chance at beating this old white man. Gavin is quick, snappy enough. He is a showman. I think he has the best chance of, at the very least, getting people excited to vote against Trump. I think he can do that.
I'm sorry.
Say again?
Say a showman. Do you mean like is more charismatic? Like
yeah, he's more coherently charismatic, and he's better off the top. His freestyle game is better, and Gavin fact checks in real time. Doesn't wait. Gavin fact checks in real time. People throw things out there, and he's like, that's interesting because blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, but you didn't see that coming. So, like, Trump can't, he can't stand across the stage from that. J.D. Vance can't. None of them can do that. So.
Okay, well, that's where I disagree.
Go ahead.
States matter when it comes to who's going to vote for who. If it's down to here, you're not swaying anybody. Who's like, do I vote for Trump or do I vote for, like, you're not swaying them with, or there's not enough people that you're swaying with a debate. Because if the criteria is who got owned more, like, which is what I think debates are.
Right? Yeah.
If the criteria is who got owned more, it, whatever it is that you believe, the opposite got owned more. You know what I'm saying? So like,
well, okay.
Like that, just really quickly, is there is nothing you're about to tell someone who's voting for Trump and believes in Trump that is going to make them say, well, let me give Gavin Newsom a look, right?
True.
It's strange. There's too many reasons why anyone in California equals like all woke to them. Even though California is awfully white supremacist in so many different places, to them, that's Hollywood, and that's that.
Right.
So, like, the people that are already going to be against that aren't going to be like.
But what about the people who are, one, in the middle, two, unenthused to even participate in the vote, and three, just don't want to vote for Trump? That's more or less who I think. I think
don't want to vote for Trump are going to vote for whoever the option is outside of
Biden. So that's where I'm feeling like the Dems' best chance right now is to try to coalesce people that are maybe like, I don't really know what to do. This shit seems confusing. I'm tired of voting for less two evils, but I don't want Trump. I think I'm going to just stay on the couch. I think there's a better chance of pulling those groups of people together when you go with Gavin Newsom versus Kamala.
Real quick to your point, Nina in the comments said, as a Californian, as insufferable as Gavin Newsom is, I hate to say it, but he's charismatic and nice to look at. And Les has certainly won something like an election.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I want to be clear that I'm not saying that's not a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying,
ain't no Trump voters coming over.
You're not going to get someone.
If
anybody is willing to vote for Donald Trump as is, since Biden fell on his face, since Biden couldn't remember who is the vice president's name, like, none of that matters. Trump's been the same person. Now he just got shot at. So, fam, that is solidified. Whatever that base is, whoever's in it,
yeah,
solidified. There's no such thing as swaying that. Not until there's a reason to be away from it. And then, you know, it's going to be 6, 7, 10 years from now, we're going to see a lot of people being like, I was wrong.
Yeah.
In 2018 and 2020 and 2024. But until then, nah. Yeah. I just, like, yeah. And I'm, but so to be clear, I am, Lily, I don't have an answer for Lily. I don't have this is my, would be Trump. I honestly believe this is such a late time to do this. And with a candidate that might pull better than Biden. But that didn't say much. Like,
right.
I'm concerned. I don't think that people really, like, give what white supremacy and patriarchy mean in this country. It's literally the air we breathe. So you mean to tell me that there is a faction of people right now that at the RNC, as they are hype about their vice president nominee, but confused why his wife is brown and why he might have brown children.
Right.
And they're standing there. She's the daughter of immigrants. They're standing there with people behind them chanting, literally, send them back. That's in her own face. That's in his own face. You mean to tell me that I'm supposed to believe that a country that's doing that loud is all the time like, what?
JD Vance is such an easy target on the debate stage for that reason. Like, Ted Cruz, easy. Like, you are trying to be leadership within a party that hates your wife.
Despises you and anything. What?
Right.
I can't keep up with these comments, so I'm gonna tell you this right now. You read emails? Like, I don't even know. This is second time.
No, we got some good stuff in there. Nina said, also, I used to work for the party, and the structure of the DNC makes anyone but Kamala pretty difficult now. Each state's DNC delegates have been elected, and they're usually diehards for their candidate. Yeah.
For sure. And that's, I think that's an important part for us to pay attention to, is it doesn't matter what you want or what I want or what anybody else wants at this moment. That's, we're at delegate stage. That's who picks, right? Yeah. And again, this is not the first time, this will not be the last time that we talk about being engaged throughout the entire process and trying to actually not just burn it down, but build it back. Yeah. And we have to do a different system than delegates and superdelegates and the electoral college. Like, it can't be that.
For real. For real. At the end of the day, money talks. The donors have spoken. And the donors will continue to speak. So Biden definitely endorsed Kamala. There's still whispers that Pelosi does not want a ticket with Kamala on it. So just for... So it's like we don't have a lot of time to watch this play out, but they got to decide on what they're going to do. DNC is, you know, on the, like, right around the corner. So, yeah.
Hold on, Michelle said direct democracy. I don't know her. I don't even know her. This is what I'm saying.
Like,
it doesn't matter what Nancy wants. It doesn't matter if Nancy's even right for what she wants.
Uh-huh.
Which she's likely not. Because her motivations are completely different, is all I'm saying. But what else could this be? Like, so far, she's the only one who's been voted to be on a president or vice president ticket. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it isn't that I don't think that the money can't be transferred. I think that that is it's easier to go to the vice president.
Absolutely.
Right? What'd you say?
No, I said absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. At the end of this all, there is reason to be excited, and there's reason to believe that we're completely fucked. That's where I'm.
All right. I'm going to say this. I'm going to throw this out there in the multiverse.
Oh,
are we looking at Newsom Harris ticket?
I don't think so.
And I don't mean Harris at the top of that ticket.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
And but that is a possibility. So if anybody watching this, that is absolutely a possibility that Kamala doesn't have to be the presidential candidate. She has to be on the ticket for that money to be easily transferred.
Right.
So she'll be the VP. And what if she didn't want to be the president? I believe, you know, any vice president does want to be the president. But I believe in order to want to be the president, you got to be mentally. So like, you know, whatever. But
okay.
It could be that. But if that didn't work, Gavin Newsom is actually a good governor, right? And so if he then wasn't, which was always a fear of folks when it was like, Kamala, you're a great senator.
Right.
I need you doing this. And then it was like, oh, well, now you're up. And so I don't know. Oh, wait. Money can be transferred to Kamala, but couldn't be to another candidate because it goes against the donor's intent.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. It can happen. It just isn't as easy. And yeah, you're not going to get the donors just behind anybody if the donors are the ones that said, I don't know. I don't know.
No, Nina, I'm with you. It's, I guess what we're talking about is, you know, just the marketability, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually a good governor. Yeah. I know he has voted for some better things. He has voted for some not good things. Like,
right. And we've definitely heard some unsavory things about that. But
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're past
2:30. We are past 2:30. So thanks to everybody for tuning in. You know how we do it every Thursday morning on X-Ray at 7:30 a.m. You can listen to us live. You can listen to the replay on any of your podcast streaming, services. You can also tune in live, through the app, through the X-Ray app, and you can listen online at your desk through the website. But this was fun. You know, more of these types of things. Thank y'all for joining in. Shout out to all our News of My Fiance fam, all the fiancés that chimed in. We will see y'all Thursday morning. Hopefully.
I don't know, nothing... you might see it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, hopefully nothing else crazy happens between now and then, but
hey. Oh, okay. Hey, wait, Lily said Newsom and Donald Trump Jr. have the same type of women. Goodbye. I'm out. I'm literally never going to do this again. Goodbye.
All right. All right, y'all.
Do you want more views from Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush?
You know you do.
Then I suggest tuning in to News with My Fiance sister show, News with My Fiance. Just look up News with My Fiance on your favorite podcatcher app.
Do it!
For real.